Y'all doing okay this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a morning person, so this is hard for me. anyways, welcome. Nancy Jett is going to be giving the keynote this morning, and I first met Nancy in 2006. Actually, I didn't meet her. I was reading the Snohomish County Business Journal, and I came across a phenomenal article on PR and marketing. And I read it, and there was Nancy's picture, and I called her up and said, "This is a fantastic article. Will you come and talk at our..." We were doing a workshop or a conference for Entrepreneurship Week 2007. And she was booked up, so I missed her. But I thought, she's really good. I hope I see her go far. And the next thing you know, she's in the Puget Sound Business Journal writing articles. And then the next thing you know, I hear about her when I come to Whatcom County. And I find out she's been on NPR and New York Times and CNN and all over. And she basically practices what she preaches. It's publicity and PR, and that's how she's gotten so far. So, I mean, there's a lot more I could say about Nancy, but I think she says it best, and she's asked me to read this, so I'll go ahead and read this. Nancy Jutton is an engaging, generous, and dynamic publicity trainer speaker. Nancy Jutton shows success and publicity-seeking business owners proven ways to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated in their own backyards and beyond. You can see that's kind of how she started in Snohomish County, and now she's grown all nationwide. The author of the popular and comprehensive Bye-Bye Boring Bio System, Nancy has written bios that open doors and invite applause for the famous, the slightly famous, and want to be famous. Nancy's compelling extreme bio makeover examples showcase the value of the right bio for broadcast, print, and social media while inspiring audience members to tell better stories now. Today, Nancy is going to share useful tips that help you kick your boring bio to the curb and attract quality leads, make more money, attract quality speaking gigs, and invite prestigious media interviews that recognize you as the expert. Her essential advice is this: it's your story, tell it well. Nancy hears what we take for granted and makes it fabulous. She reminds me of a quote by Michelangelo: "I saw the angel in the marble and carved until I set him free." And in fact, I sat with Nancy yesterday and told her a little bit about my background, and she just drew some gems out of there and helped me, the coaching on how to express that in a new way. So that's very true. Here's what some other women have to say about Nancy. Margaret Michelle Crane: Nancy's generous and enthusiastic. Debbie Whitlock: Nancy's career-changing publicity expert. Faith Sheridan: Nancy identifies your uniqueness and then tells you how to capitalize on it. She is your ultimate cheerleader. Betsy Gray Talbot: Nancy is like self-esteem in a can. She sprays it, and all the fabulous things about you that you had forgotten or didn't think were important are in the air for everyone else to see. Feel better, potential clients find you more appealing, and you look and sound like a professional. Just like that. Suzette Summer: Nancy is a word wizard. And this sums up Nancy. Ashley Rice says, "There are women who make things better simply by showing up. There are women who make things happen. There are women who make their way. There are women who make a difference. And women who make us smile. There are women of wit and wisdom who through strength and courage make it through. There are women who change the world every day. Women like Nancy." Please join me in welcoming Nancy Jutton to Think Biz.
Well, good morning. Wasn't that a wonderful introduction?
Every time I hear it, I just, oh my gosh.
Gotta live up to that. Before I begin, who loves presents? I love presents too, and you're going to be glad you're here, because not only am I going to be giving away the debut copy of the Bye Bye Boring Bio Action System today to one lucky guest, but there will also be many other prizes with hundreds and hundreds of dollars provided by our fabulous and generous sponsors. And so my invitation is for you to take one of my business cards if you're so inclined. And if you'd like to be entered into win Bye Bye Boring Bio, go ahead and put your business card in. And if you do not wish to have your name added to my easing list, just cross off your email address off your card and I'll honor your request. about to speak, because growing your community is a big way of growing your business. And if you do this every time you speak, you will be better off, as I have certainly learned how to do myself. So here you go, and best of luck to all of you in the drawing. Who here would like to be seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated? You have come to the right place. What I'd like you all to do is turn to the person on the right or left and say, I see you, I celebrate you. Way to go. I want you all to know that we're all on the same page here. We all want to be seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated for our expertise. And we're going to learn how to do that here today. I believe what Oprah said, you know, Oprah's one of my people I admire the most in the world, and she says that every one of us at some level has a fundamental need to be seen and heard. And if we could all give everyone our full attention whenever we have an occasion to connect with them, we'll make that person feel like they're the most important person in the room. And even if you never say a single thing during the conversation, the person you're speaking with is going to remember how you made them feel. And when the next time they see you, they're going to smile because you gave them their full attention. So sometimes showing up and being fully present is a really big part of being seen, heard, and celebrated. Now, I would like to start these talks with a story because long before I ended up on National Public Radio and some of these other major media, I was just a desperate housewife wanting to earn enough money to buy better groceries. Would you believe that? And pretty soon I was too busy to cook. And then I redefined my success by the impact that my work has on other people, and that has made all the difference. I think that in a tough economy in particular, we all want to meet our obligations. Do I get that right? But when we lead with how we want to meet our obligations, sometimes that has people pushing away instead of leaning in. So my invitation is for y'all to think about what it is that you do and framing it in terms that make it compelling for your ideal client to want to lean in, take another card, and have a conversation. And when we're telling our stories with our bios, sometimes we lead with all these statements about I, I'm wonderful, I'm fabulous, I'm experienced, I've got 45 years under my belt, I. Never a statement about how the impact of your experience contributes to the bottom line or the results of your client. So I'm asking you to consider how to reframe who you are and what you do from the standpoint of why it matters for your client. Now, so here's my story about my little humble journey. It was about 2001, and I had a very prominent client who was going to be honored with a very important award. And she wasn't comfortable public speaking, and she wasn't comfortable with PowerPoint, and she wasn't comfortable speaking in front of an audience without holding onto the podium for dear life. And she said to me, Nancy, will you write my speech? Will you do my PowerPoint? Will you coach me on what to say and how to say it? Will you give me confidence so I can take advantage of this opportunity and invite all these wonderful things my way? And I said, of course, it would be my pleasure. That's what I'm here to do. So I put my heart into it. I wrote this amazing presentation, this beautiful PowerPoint slides. I coached her on how to speak and how to walk around and how to look at the audience and do all these kinds of things. And then the big day came, and she took the stage, and she was a rock star. She was fabulous. She was amazing. The speech was over, and then everyone jumped to their feet, and they gave her a standing ovation. And then the event coordinators rushed to the stage with flowers and awards and little presents, and she was receiving it all. It was great. And I was sitting there feeling so proud of her, but I was also feeling really anonymous because I was so proud of what it is that my work had contributed to her big moment. And yet I couldn't ever give myself credit, or no one ever could know that I had anything to do with it, because if I said that I wrote the speech and I did the whole thing, that would be a negative reflection on my client. So for her, it was a really great day. But for me, I went home and cried myself a bucket of tears because I realized that I was the Wizard of Oz again. I was this talented person that was standing behind all these very compelling, amazing people, and nobody knew anything about who I was. So I thought to myself, I don't like being anonymous. Do you like words that other people could speak that would help them invite book deals, speaking engagements, new clients, new opportunities, new interviews with the media. If I could be that for other people, what then could happen for my own business if I followed my own advice? What if I stepped out from behind the curtain, rolled up my sleeves, and actually wrote articles under my own name? What if I gave speeches with my own voice, where you actually knew that it was me giving the speech? What would happen then? So I started to do that. I got a column with the Snohomish County Business Journal. You may wonder how I got it. I asked for it. And then I said to myself, well, the Snohomish County Business Journal was a great business journal, but what I really want is to write a column for this Puget Sound Business Journal, because that's truly in my backyard, and the people who read that newspaper are very influential. And what then would happen if people knew that I was writing about publicity in front of such a prestigious audience? And then I started writing articles for other blogs and things. I started blogging. I started a newsletter. I started using social media. And pretty soon, I wasn't just the Bellevue backyard gal. I started to become this global thing, which I'm still trying to step into right now, but it's kind of amazing. So when I say you can get seen, heard, and celebrated in your own backyard and beyond, I'm not just speaking to you from an academic standpoint. I am a desperate housewife turned PR diva, and how I've done it is by following my own advice, and the advice really does work. And if there's a few ideas that you hear today that resonate for you, you gotta do it. Action is the key. I am no longer behind the curtain. Sometimes I go to the grocery store and people know who I am before I get within 10 feet of them. I can't go to the grocery store in my pajamas. People know who I am now. It's a very interesting thing. Very interesting thing. So who wants some of that? Okay, see hands. This is good. So, we all have humble beginnings. We all have to start somewhere. And we're going to start with what you need to do first to prepare your story and then share your story. With publicity, I've been doing publicity for a really long time, and I've taught workshops on how to use all the various elements of do-it-yourself publicity to get seen, heard, and celebrated. And invariably, people say, wow, that's really great information. I'm really excited about all the possibilities. And then when they go home, they have analysis paralysis, or maybe they're stuck in overwhelm because there's so many things that they could do that they elect to do nothing. And then as a result of doing nothing, guess what happens? No. So I had this aha moment, and I thought, you know what? Let's break this down to its bare essential elements. What are the two most important things that we all can do? The first thing is we have to prepare our story. Who are you? What value do you bring? Who are your ideal clients? What do they say about the impact that you make? And most importantly, how do they feel, what do they do, and what do they remember about you as a result of crossing paths? If we could get to the magic behind your story and why you are here to do this important work that you're on the planet to do, it becomes so much bigger than you wanting to buy better groceries. It becomes about you making a bigger difference. And when you talk about how you're intending to make a bigger difference, that tends to light up like a halo, and it tends to magnetically attract more of the right opportunities that you seek. So my question to you is, how do you want your ideal client to feel? What do you want them to do? And what do you want them to remember as a direct result of reading your bio? Now here's the thing. If you're going to buy anything of consequence, it costs a lot of money, whether it's consulting services, a loan at a bank, a coach that you're going to rely upon for your success. What do most people do before they make a hiring decision? Well, one of the things that people do is they go to Google and they say, hey, I met that guy at a networking event. He seems like a nice guy. Let me look him up. Let me see what Google has to say. Well, when I was in the process of figuring out that I wanted to be the go-to expert in do-it-yourself publicity, I had this big, hairy, audacious goal that I would be the go-to gal for that. I would be known for being the extreme bio makeover queen, that I would be the do-it-yourself publicity tool wizard, that everything I'd pull up would come back magic. Because if people came back, were searching for me and looking for somebody like that, then I'd be the gal, and I'd have all the clients I wanted. Well, my aha moment was that when I went to Google, when I came up with this big, hairy, audacious goal of my own, guess what came back? Nancy Jutton runs 10K races really, really slowly. Yes, indeed, I had this big, hairy, audacious goal of what it was that I wanted to accomplish, and yet when a Google search was done about my name, it came back with something far different. That was my wake-up call. And so I thought to myself, I'm going to do all these things. So today, when I Google my name, I do come up as the do-it-yourself publicity expert. I do come back as the boring bio expert. I own all the K-words that I wanted to own in the top five. I did it without buying any advertising. I did it all through the power of publicity. So my invitation to you today is when you go back to your office or you're on your phone, Google your name, Google your company name, and with blinders on, just ask yourself, how do I feel, if I was my ideal client, how would I feel, what would I do, and what would I remember as a result of reading what came back in that Google search? If people are put to sleep immediately, if people are bored, if people don't get anything of value about the impact that you make for your ideal client and why they can't wait to get that pain eased right this minute, then you have to take a new sheet of paper out and start again. Because that is how people get to that first impression. If they don't like what they find initially, the door to walk through has closed before you even got a chance to say hello. Who wants that? Who wants the alternative?
Me.
Yay! That's right. So, let me ask you this. Are there any introverts in the room that find it just too hard to write about or talk about their own accomplishments? It's hard to do this. Are there people that are so busy with their day-to-day work that spending an hour or two to write about themselves is just something they can't put on their priority list? See? Are there people that they've just thrown up their hands and say, I'm just going to throw something up just so there's something there and I'm going to move on? Do people do that? Well, now that you know that Google was such a powerful force, if people landed where you are and they found wallpaper instead of wow, what then? I want wow instead of wallpaper. How about you?
Oh, yeah.
Wow instead of wallpaper. So, how does it all start? And I guess the question is, what's it costing you to have wallpaper instead of wow? It's probably costing you sleepless nights, worry, concern, aggravation, all these kinds of things. But when you have a really great bio that people land on and say, wow, my husband is someone here in the room. His name is Steve Jutton, and he's a certified financial planner. And the very first thing that shows up when you read his bio, it says, people hire me for my head. What is it, dear? Pay me for my heart, and they trust me most when I use both. And it's just a very heartfelt comment about a financial planner that wants to get to that place of like, trust, and respect very quickly. And every week it goes by, he has four or five people calling him saying, I visited your website, I loved your bio, I want to work with you. How much better would your life be if when people read the first two sentences of your bio that they knew immediately that you were the one that they wanted? How much better would it be? Would it be better?
Yeah.
Who wants some of that?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So don't go boring, boring, boilerplate, and bland when you can do magnificent, magnetic, and remarkable as an alternative. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to talk to you about some of the common bio blunders that people make most regularly so that when you leave here today, you can put your own bio through these filters and decide what changes and upgrades you're going to make so that you can be more of the rock star you know yourself to be. Fair enough? Okay, the first one, I call this ABCDIY. Write these things down, ABCDIY. A, it stands for arrogance and absence of proof. Arrogance is like when you say, I'm a world-renowned authority on dating. I've never been quoted in anything. The Wall Street Journal has never interviewed me, but I'm a world-renowned authority on dating, and you should hire me. Don't say that you're a world-renowned authority on anything unless you can say that the Wall Street Journal and Maxim magazine and Cosmopolitan magazine routinely call upon you for your expert status. It's so much more compelling when you make a bold claim and you support it with something credible. Absence of proof. Some people say, I'm a best-selling author. And that's great. But what if you were a best-selling author for one day on Amazon in 1985? There's some people, this one woman I'm working with, she says, I'm a best-selling author. I said, tell me, have you sold 35,000 books? She said, no. I said, well, have you sold 10,000 books? She says, no. Well, why are you describing yourself as a best-selling author? She says, well, it's an aspirational statement. And I said, well, that's an A. That's an aspirational statement, but it doesn't hold water. So why don't you just use some authenticity and say an aspiring best-selling author? And just be honest about it. Don't say you're best-selling author if you're not, because if you're going to fib about that, what else might you fib about? Arrogance and absence of proof get people to hold their arms out, where authenticity and affability have people leaning in. And given the choice between having people leaning in or pushing away, which would you rather? You want them leaning in. So try to be authentic and likable. Now I'm going to talk about the B's. Blah, blah, blah. Boring, bland, boilerplate. Now I noticed that we have one of our sponsors today is Whidbey & Bank, correct? And I've done an awful lot of work in community banking through the years, and one of the things I noticed about banker bios is they all tend to sound the same. They have this Whitney Houston-esque quality. All the songs sound the same. I've been working in banking for 20 years, I've been writing loans for 30 years, I've been around the block a few times and can't wait to show you the way. They all sound like that. How much better would the banking bios be if people actually said that they discovered their passion for banking while playing Monopoly as a third grader, and that they've never looked back? That's a really likable story that helps people say, this is a journey of passion that has become my profession, and I've been doing it all my life, and I can't wait to help apply my skills and abilities to help you get what you need in your business through our banking relationship. That's so much more warm and engaging and helps people get to that yes place fast. Another B that I love to talk about is what I call burying the lead. This is a concept we know in the world of journalism. Sometimes they say burying the lead is like you leave the best for last, but in today's ADD world that we have, if you leave the best for last, nobody's going to get there very fast, because if you can't grab them in the first couple of sentences, you've lost them forever. So a couple of weeks ago, I was working with this woman, and her name is Bernice Bright Dickey, and she sat in on a teleclass about how to kick your boring bio to the curb. And she said, you know, Nancy, I think you need to help me kick my boring bio to the curb. So I said, tell me about yourself. She says, well, why don't you read my bio on my website? So I go to her bio on her website, and it says that she's got 20 years in education. She has a master's degree. She's working on her PhD. She's a leader in her church. And then, like, way down at the bottom, she says, oh, by the way, within an 11-year period, I lost both of my parents in a tragic accident, and I lost my husband and oldest daughter in a tragic accident, and my baby daughter, who was only one at the time, was burned over 30% of her body with burns in a horrible accident where a car and a train collided. And in one tragic moment, I was no longer a wife and a mother. I was a widow with one child remaining. She left it to the very end. And it was a horribly tragic story. But the good thing about it was she overcame her tragedy to triumph in very powerful ways. And she'd already gotten over that because it happened in 2001, and she's gone on to achieve amazing things. But in my own inimitable way, I said, well, Bernice, you buried the lead. You buried the lead. So how much better would your bio be if you led with the fact that having lost twice, half of your family twice in two tragic accidents, you have overcome profound loss to triumph to guide other people to do the same. She said, wow, Why didn't I think of that? Because here's what Bernice wanted to do. Bernice, in the pit of her grief, wrote a book called My Number One Is Still My Number One. And it was a love letter to God, and it covered her whole journey of the drama, the tragedy, the sadness, the anger, the grief, the recovery, the whole 2 years of her journey. And at the end, which I don't want to give it all away, but she's really accomplished a whole lot. I said, so let's rewrite your bio and let's talk about the most powerful lessons that you've learned and how they can help other people who have suffered profound loss rise up to believe that better days are still ahead. And so that's what we did. So I said to Bernice, you know, this is a compelling story. I'm sure the local papers covered it quite a bit at the time. She said, oh yes, it was the lead story in every television show. It was the lead story in the Houston Chronicle. Everybody was reading about it, and everybody was feeling so sorry for me. And I said, so now your life is totally transformed in a powerful way that you never could have anticipated, and now you're helping people in ways that you never dreamed possible. I said, do you suppose the readers of the Houston Chronicle would like to know what's happening with you now? She says, yes, but I don't know how to do it. I said, well, let me show you how to do it. And I actually rolled up my sleeves and helped her do it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go to the Houston Chronicle, and I'm going to go to the Contact Us page on the website, and I'm going to find out the reporter who covers lifestyle, human interest, and perhaps faith and values, because this woman has a very spiritual path. And I'm going to make a pitch to the woman who writes that. And so basically, I took her bio, and I said, in 2001, this was a series of events that was covered in the Houston Chronicle, and it was a great tragedy. Would it surprise you to know that this woman has triumphed over tragedy to help other people who are suffering from profound loss to do the same? And then I said, you know, because we're just about approaching the five-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and September 11th is coming up, which is also a day of remembrance for people all around the world suffering still from the losses that they endured during that tragedy. Don't you think the readers of the Houston Chronicle would like to hear from a woman who's been there, done that, and risen above the rest of it to help others? Within 5 minutes, the reporter called back. She said, I'm doing that story. So on Monday, there's an interview showing up, and she's going to have a chance to show her recovery and how she can help other people do the same. Isn't that fantastic? She didn't know how to tell her story, and so she couldn't possibly share it properly. But with a really good bio that led with the most compelling part of what she had to offer, it was not so much about her, but how she could be of service to others. All of a sudden, the story became much bigger than she was, and now she's going to be able to help people at a time when they desperately need that help. So that's an example of how to prepare and share your story, and also to showcase the idea that don't leave the best for last. Don't bury the lead. C. C stands for content. And let me ask the folks in the audience, how many people here are authors? Anybody here writing a book? Good. Anybody here like to be a professional speaker? Okay. How many people just really want more clients? Okay. This is the other aha I had the last couple of years. Not everybody needs publicity. Not everybody wants to be a professional speaker. But it is a universal need for business owners to have bios that attract clients. And I just think that there's a lot we can do following this recipe to get that done. So just this week, I was talking to a business success coach. Her name is Sue Clement. And she's just written a book. And she wants to speak more. And she said, would you take a look at my bio and see if you could jazz it up so that I can invite more of the opportunities that I'm looking for? And I said, sure, I'd be happy to. And so she shared with me this brief little bio, and I want to read it to you so you can get a sense of the before and the after. Sound like a good idea? She says, an international dynamic speaker, entrepreneur, and business coach, Sue Clement, is known for expediting business success. After building a local employment agency from concept into a multi-million dollar enterprise, she's an expert in marketing, sales, customer service, and leadership, and brings a depth of real-world experience to her clients and audiences. As a certified business coach since 2000, she has impacted thousands of entrepreneurs and small business owners, helping them to simplify their marketing and get more clients. She sounds pretty good, doesn't she? Yes? Okay, so let me just diagnose this a little bit and show you some things that I think she could do better. We were just talking about burying the lead. Did you notice that the very last sentence is where she talked about how she impacted thousands of entrepreneurs and small business owners to help them manage their marketing and get more clients? She waited till the very end to get to the good stuff. Don't wait till the end to get to the good stuff. Start with your ideal client and how they rave about the impact the work you do together makes on their bottom line, or how it eases their struggles or does something like that, because we're trying to attract clients. So lead first with how you help them. The other thing I would mention about this bio is it's all about her. She mentions that she's a speaker, but she doesn't say what she talks about. That's a huge missing piece. The competition for speaking engagements is very fierce, and program directors want to get to the meat of the matter quickly. If they have an agenda that they're trying to meet, they want to have somebody to talk about social media. They want to have somebody to talk about finding the profits in your disorganized balance sheet. What is it that this gal talks about? And what could we say? You know, every business success coach wants to help you get to success faster. That's kind of a boring, boilerplate way of saying how to do what she does. And I was thinking, is there some way we could put some personality into this so when someone was reading it, how they would feel, what they would do, and what they would be remembering would be so much cooler that I help you get to success fast. Who here doesn't want success fast? You want success fast, but how do we get it, right? Don't you want to know? So this is how we rewrote her, the little extreme bio makeover. We started with a sassy soundbite. If we did all the things we're capable of, we would literally astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. Since 2000, hundreds of solopreneurs and entrepreneurs seeking business success and profitability fast have come to rely upon business success coach and referral expert Sue Clement. Guiding formerly harried and bottom-line challenged business owners to set aside their struggles is Sue's specialty. Clients feel the impact of their work together in their balance sheets, the quality of their relationships, and the joy and satisfaction in their lives. What do you think? Formerly harried and bottom-line challenged business owners are singing her praises and having the lives that they dreamed about with Sue as their guide. Do you want some of that? Isn't that so much better than, I'm an international dynamic speaker, entrepreneur, business coach? Later on in the bio, we say, Sue speaks often to appreciative audiences live and by teleseminar about insider secrets to referral success, and she welcomes invitations to share compelling stories from the trenches, road-tested strategies, and practical implementation tips to inspire serious business builders to accelerate their growth through the power of strategic referral relationships. And oh, by the way, she is the author of Insider Secrets to Referral Success. And then it says here, to engage her as a speaker or coach or to make individual or quantity purchases of her book, here's how to get in touch. You have these books, right? And maybe they're all in your garage. You don't want them in the garage, you want them in the hands of the people that could use them. So if you are a speaker, why not just say, to inquire about quantity purchases of my book? If you don't ask for what you want, you don't get what you ask for. So who's going to start asking? Okay, that's what I like. The other thing Sue says in her bio, which is probably the most delicious part, Sue's Fox Terrier-inspired determination and get-it-done-fast approach are grounded in what she calls the vacuum cleaner paradigm. She says, you have to plug it in, turn it on, and push it around to make it work. Action in business is always at the heart of great results. A combination of courage, tenacity, resourcefulness, and resilience count for a lot, too. Doesn't she sound so much better than the previous bio that we talked about? There's personality. You're going to remember that vacuum cleaner paradigm, aren't you? I mean, you got to plug it in, push it around, and make it work if you want to pick up the dirt. Well, action is the key of everything. So she can say, I can help you get to success faster, or I'm going to help you apply that vacuum cleaner paradigm to your best advantage. What are you going to remember? And what I love about this is that, what do you want people to feel? What do you want them to do? What do you want them to remember? You know that she wants to have you get into action and to do it in a way that you're going to remember, hopefully, and also in a way that's going to make you smile, because great results are coming. And isn't that so much better? So that's the content piece. Now, another thing about content is that you want to have the right bio for the right situation. Some of you mentioned that you were authors. Well, if you get invited to do a radio interview on National Public Radio, you don't get to read 500 words before somebody says your first question. You get two sentences to be introduced to the show, and then you have to get to the meat of the matter. So what two sentences are you going to give that radio host so that when they set the stage for you to speak, the stage is set for you to rock the house? If you have a book jacket, you only get one paragraph. What one paragraph can you say about yourself that's really fantastic? If you're going to be introduced like I was here today, don't leave it up to the host to have to scramble to find the words to set the stage so that you sound like a rock star before you say your first word. Prepare something in advance that's in 14-point type so the speaker can actually read it without the reading glasses, and set the stage so that when you say your first word, you can deliver on the promise. These are just a few little practical things that I would invite you to think about. D, differentiation. This also could be failure to differentiate. Have you ever read about a real estate agent that wants to exceed your high expectations and get you to winning outcomes? They're all saying that. What if you could say it in a totally different way? Sometimes you say these things, like I was speaking to my friend here, Charlie Lane, and he told me that he is a bridge gap, someone who bridges gaps. He's a technology wizard, and he solves insurmountable problems. And I thought, well, that's really great, but I want more specificity. And so when we were talking to him about his being a technology geek, I asked him, the people that you work with rely on their technology in order to do their job, and if their technology doesn't work, nothing happens. So your technology wizardry makes it possible for large teams to stay productive and in action without worry or aggravation. That's so much more meaningful than saying that you're a technology geek. You need to make that you are a technology geek relevant to why people want to open up their wallet to have you on the team so that you can solve that problem on a regular basis and make everybody live happily ever after. Make sense? So definitely differentiate. I refers to eye disease. I was born in a log cabin in Minnesota. I have 30 years of experience doing whatever that thing it is that I do. I love helping people. If every sentence starts with I, that is number one, it is very boring and unimaginative. Number two, the quickest way to get someone to run in the opposite direction is to always talk about yourself. So my invitation to you is if you have eye disease, first remember that all the other vowels are lonely, and nobody likes to be lonely. Number two, I would ask you to turn around every I to a you statement. If you are looking for someone who can solve this problem, this ache, this pain in record time with speed and impact and do it with a smile on their face, look no further because help is arrived. It's so much better than I. Why? Yada, yada, yada. This happens all the time with clients that I'm meeting with. You know, Nancy, yada, yada, yada. Fill in the blanks. And then I'll look to them and I'll say, but I don't know the difference, I don't know the answer, and yada, yada, yada doesn't get it done. In this ADD challenged world that we're in, nobody has room for extra words if fewer words will do. So if you can't put meaning behind the words, leave them out and make every word count. As a writer, we call that word economy. So if you can say it in fewer words, please do. And if the words don't carry weight in terms of delivering value for your ideal client, or describing you in a way that gets people to like, trust, and respect you quickly, or that gets people to lean in instead of the alternative, then leave them out. So those are the ABC DIY filters. And I would invite you to put your own bio through those filters and see where you land. And if you see some opportunity to make your bio better, please do. Because then maybe you'll be like Steve Jutman, who gets 3 calls a week from people who said, I read your bio, I loved it, I want to work with you. And again, how much better would your life be if that was happening every day of your life? So now you're probably saying, okay, I know what's wrong with my bio, how can I make my bio really rock? So if you're asking that question?
Yeah.
So there are four things that we need to think about. And this is really true whether, let me ask you a question. Is anyone here kind of undergoing their own reinvention intervention these last couple of years? It's not uncommon for people to be doing something completely different today than we were 10 years ago or 3 years ago or whatever, because the economy has given us all a run for the money and we've had to be very nimble and quick, right? So if you've had 30 years doing whatever that thing is that you used to do, and that isn't at all what you're now doing, you could be scratching your head and saying, well, what do? Does this resonate with anyone?
Yep.
So here's what I would invite you to do. I want you to break down your experience and qualifications in this mission that you're on into four key things. The first would be the stunning results that you bring about for your ideal client. The ideal client is super important. I'm all things to all people, can't wait to get started. Nothing ever happens for the people who say that. But when you say, for these kinds of people, this is what I do, and this is why it matters. Stunning results. A stunning result could be something like, let me tell you about my friend Cami Lisenby. She's a professional organizer who used to be a professional Seahawks cheerleader. And I thought, how are we going to weave those things together? But the more energetic, how energetic she was and how bubbly and, you know, like an ever-ready battery bunny, I thought, there's a way. So I said, you know, she works with desperate housewives who are stuck in disorder and chaos, who are looking for order and beauty, but they can't find it on their own. So then I started thinking about what a cheerleader does. And a cheerleader does, what she does is she enthusiastically dances in synchronicity to make rabid football fans jump to their feet in adulation and excitement. So the very same skills that she uses as a professional organizer come into play as she works with desperate housewives as she creates order out of chaos and makes their families stand up and cheer.
Oh.
Isn't that nice? Because we created a linkage to something that she used to do that was kind of memorable and remarkable, but we made it relevant to what she's now doing, and people just stand up and cheer and say, wow, that's so cool. Even though she's not a cheerleader anymore, she's cheering for people in a completely different way. Everyone has their own story. I was interviewed this week on a radio show called The Secrets of Success for, I don't remember, it was one of those really awe-inspiring programs that I was really excited to even be invited to contribute to. So before the interview, I went to the radio show's website to read about the host, and it just was very generic. He likes to interview really successful people about how they got to their level of success. And I asked him, because this was just a pre-interview, I said, tell me, Larry, how is it that you started on this path to interviewing these kinds of people? What drew you to this? And he said, well, you know, Nancy, when I was young, I was in a horrible accident, and I was actually paralyzed from the waist down. And the doctors told me that I would never walk again. And I have a very close path that I'm walking with God, and I asked God for a miracle, and I did all the therapy, and I did all the things that I needed to do, and lo and behold, I am fully functioning, walking, and having a complete life. And that's my success, my personal success over this amazing thing that happened to me as a very young kid. And I said, you know, Larry, I went to your bio, and I didn't see anything about that. I said, do you think there's some relevance, the fact that you've overcome this amazing personal tragedy to walk tall and bold, and that your mission in life is to talk to other people who are walking tall and bold so you can help people get to even better heights faster? He says, well, now that you put it that way, I guess I never really thought about it. Don't you find that interesting? Sometimes you forget that something that has happened in your own life could be so compelling and so memorable. I said, I'm telling you, if you don't put that in your bio, you're missing a huge opportunity. He says, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. I said, okay, no vacuum cleaner paradigm there. He was going to get to work right away. So stunning results. He overcame a very serious personal injury to walk tall and make a difference so that he could interview other people to guide others to do the same. I love that. Okay, stunning results. The next thing is a sassy soundbite. A sassy soundbite is what you're known for saying. It's like Oprah. One of my favorite soundbites from Oprah is, surround yourself only with those who lift you higher. If that resonates for you, I mean, I have that on my website because that's a statement that means a whole lot to me. Now, a sassy soundbite could be something like, sometimes you're lucky enough to have the media say something wonderful about you. Patricia Fripp is a National Speakers Association former president who has won every award that the National Speakers Association has for being a rock star professional speaker. And she also teaches Patricia Fripp Speaking School, which has transformed the lives of aspiring speakers all across the country. Well, I know that because I read her bio and I think she's amazing, and I went to her speaking school and it helped me a lot. But what I really loved in her bio is it said, Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine once said that an investment in Patricia Fripp Speaking School is the sixth best investment you can make in your professional career. What do you think about that? If you were lucky to have an interview by a prestigious business periodical and they say something like that about you, Christmas has come early. That becomes your sassy soundbite. When someone else says it about you, somehow it's so much more compelling than if you said it yourself. So way to go, Patricia Fripp, for harvesting that quote and using it in her bio, because she doesn't have to say, I'm a great speaker, I'm wonderful, I'm fabulous. She says, well, Patricia, you know, Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine says that da-da-da-da. Well, do you think it gets people to yes faster? Do you think she makes more money because of it? Do you think she makes more of a bigger difference because of it? Absolutely. Now, yesterday we were hearing from Lori Richardson, and she said that she loves cold calling. And I think she's probably in the minority. Am I getting that right? Well, there's a sales trainer. Her name is Kim Duke, and her company is SalesDivas.com. She's a very sassy woman, and she wears high-heeled shoes. And one of her sassy sound bites is that she believes that cold calling is best left in the freezer. And when you hear that, you say to yourself, well, that's the sales trainer for me if I'm not someone who loves cold calling. Another sassy soundbite that I use quite a bit, since I'm a publicist and I have to be able to keep a secret, is I could certainly say, I know how to keep a secret, you can trust me, which is a pretty boring way to say that. But I'm a playful, likable gal, and I love good food and things that taste great. And so I often say, I know how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop, and I'll never tell. And people remember that. And sometimes I'll show up at a networking event and someone will, it's buried in the very bottom of my longer bio, and someone will say, you're the one who knows how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. And so you wonder if people are reading your bio, and I can tell you without a doubt, if it's a good bio, they read to the very last line. Okay, so there's stunning results, there's sassy sound bites, then there's succinct stories. Succinct stories are little stories that you share that are short, that make clear that this journey that you're on is the journey that you've been on all your life. Now, I was talking to Jennifer yesterday, who loves what she does. And I said, how did you know this journey that you would be on is the path that you would take your whole life? And she revealed that early in her life, she just was passionate about entrepreneurship. She was selling cookies and making things and selling them for a profit and bringing people together. And I said, well, isn't that interesting? This isn't something you just do for the money. This is something that you do because you've loved it all your life. And she sort of smiled, and she's smiling now. So I asked people to say, you know, what were you doing when you were 9 years old when you discovered that this journey you're on was the path you would be following in life? And if you actually share that story in a succinct way, like I was speaking to, is it Lori? Lori is hearing impaired. And for many people, they would consider that a serious challenge. But being hearing impaired is what Lori's known her whole life. And she is licensed as a web developer who can channel work with people who are similarly challenged to help them create websites that really work and wow. And because she has this ability to cross and travel these additional challenges of disability, she doesn't see it as a challenge. She sees it a great opportunity that's paving her way to success with bars of gold. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, you can see things as an opportunity or you can see things as a challenge, but she has reframed what it is that her life experiences to a way that helps people get to that wow fast, even though these people might find that they have more challenges than most regular people that don't have those kinds of issues, but she's making it. She's certified, she's the only person in the state of Washington that has that license. And so if you have a need for that, There's your gal. Raise your hand. See? Cool stuff. The final S is social information to help your ideal client connect with you. Now, a lot of people kind of wimp out and say that they like to camp, and they like to take pictures, and they like to go boating with their family. And they just sort of say these things that don't really get people excited. I like when you share social information that actually makes it even more relevant to what you're now doing. And so this is especially relevant if like you're putting a Twitter profile together. Twitter, you have 160 characters to say who you are, why it matters, and to get people to like, trust, and respect you fast. So if you say that you're a lover of spicy food, big ideas, and bridging the gap between opportunity and chaos, then you said something cool about yourself that's actually relevant to this project management work that you do. So I'm a publicist, so oftentimes I need to be organized. So my son, little social information, my son says that if there was an Olympic gold medal for cleaning, that I would win it. And that's in my bio, because I want people to know that I'm married, that I have a son, that I'm organized, neat and tidy, and I think those are important qualities that someone in my kind of position needs to have. Just checking the time here. So, stunning results, succinct stories, sassy sound bites, and social information to help your ideal client connect with you. Let me share with you a bio that puts all these ingredients together. This is Nina Durfee. Hundreds of empty nester women seeking to step off the back burner and step into satisfying, energetic, purposeful lives at long last are singing the praises of life coach, group workshop, retreat leader, and radio personality Nina Durfee. Since 2006, Nina's inspired work has focused on shining light on time-tested, proven, and practical processes that provide her followers to get exactly what they want out of life at last. Those touched by Nina's gifts delight in seeing her and guiding her, they delight in being guided lovingly and deliberately to make good life choices, to take action, and to step boldly into sassy, classy lives they design and could not prior imagine without her help. Her ebook, Full Bloom, 7 Practical Steps to Get What You Want Plus 1 to Grow On, has earned thousands of readers worldwide as she shares her life sculpting message on Blog Talk Radio, Primetime, The County Register, Writer's Journal, and others. At age 16, Nina single-handedly took off and landed an airplane at a 35-mile-per-hour crosswind without the benefit of autopilot, and she lived to tell the tale. Her fearless, adventurous approach to crafting an extraordinary life continues as she inspires and invites others to do the same. Happily married for over 3 decades to the husband she met on stage as a can-can dancer in Alaska Saloon, Nina's essential advice is, live by default, not by design. Why wait a moment longer? Learn more at lifesculpt.net. Doesn't she sound cool? Here's another one. Catherine Behan. Successful single women in their 40s and 50s from all over America who can manifest everything but love are happily singing the praises of soulmate magician Catherine Behan. Her unique take on the law of attraction has guided hundreds of women to stop getting dumped and to start loving life by having the highest and best from the men they meet. She discovered her gift for bringing out the best in people, seeking love, as a 12-year-old who had an intuitive ability to wave her magic wand and bring about the right people together. Today, through workshops, coaching, and radio interviews, this modern-day Cupid joyfully spreads her magic dust to show love seekers how to find what they're looking for in themselves and others so they can live happily ever after at long last. Happily married to her soulmate, Catherine's been there and done that to find and nurture true love. She can't wait to show you how you can too. Visit attractyoursoulmate.com. What do you think? We start with who she's serving and what they get out of it. And then what sets her apart, her unique take on the law of attraction, has guided hundreds of people to stop getting dumped and to start loving life. You see how this recipe starts to work? It really does work, and here's the best part. When people put these bios on their websites, all of a sudden they start inviting compensation. One more example. Do you know James Donaldson, the entrepreneur and the former NBA All-Star? He's 7'2", makes me feel like I'm petite. It's a very rare thing. So he wrote a book called Standing Above the Crowd. And what he wants to do is get a lot of keynote speaking where he gets paid big money. And his bio on his website covered 20 years in the NBA, 20 years as an entrepreneur, several campaigns running for public office. It was everything he'd ever done in his whole life, all spit out on the page, just like that. And I said, are you open to some upgrades? He says, sure. I said, less can be more. It's like when the fellow was talking to Mozart, and he says, you know, Mozart, take a few of those notes out. It's a great symphony, but there's just too many notes. So he said, we got to take some of this out, and we got to focus on the really, really good stuff. So I rewrote his bio to make it much, much tighter. And he put it on his website, and the very next week he got a $5,000 speaking gig. $5,000. And then I asked him the other day, I said, how's that bio working for you? He says, that's the best $250 or whatever it was I've spent in years. Because before, people would land on my website, they'd read the whole story, and they didn't know what to do or how to do it. They didn't know what to feel, do, or remember. Now, people know what I talk about, they know why I talk about it, and there's a call to action so they can get what they want. And I'm just taking in the dollars, taking in the opportunities, selling plenty of books, and I'm living happily ever after. So how you prepare your story and how you share your story really, really does make a difference. So let me ask you a question. Who here is just getting started and hasn't got all the stunning results and the sassy sound bites and the testimonials and all that? Raise your hand up. Good for you. I totally feel your pain because when I started my business, I didn't have any of that either. When you don't have all of that, you know what you do have? You have your passion for this work. You have your commitment to spend your clients' dollars with the same care as you would spend your own. You have a commitment to create impact with speed and with grace and with ease. You have a commitment to making their life better by just showing up. You can start thinking about your values and how they're the cornerstone of this business that you're going to launch that's going to make a huge difference someday. And I tell you this because when I started my business, I did not have a website, I did not have a blog, I did not have a newsletter, I had nothing. I had a one sheet that I asked my graphic designer to create for $100, and it said, every growing company needs a storyteller. And I said, after 15 years of corporate America, I can tell you that I know how to do that really, really well. And the five values behind my practice are, I'm going to treat your money like it's my own, I'm going to find something special and compelling about you that's going to stand above the crowd, I'm going to be the person whose call you love to take because I'm such a pleasure to work with, and I can't wait to have an opportunity to continue the conversation. Please, let's chat and see how I can help you tell your story. That was essentially all it said. In 6 months, I was booked solid. I didn't have any of the stunning success. I didn't have any of that. But I had the values and the commitment and the passion, and those kinds of things really transcended what was missing. So if you've got some of those missing pieces, Don't dismay. Help is on the way. Speaking of help, some people say, okay, I'm ready to do this. What do I do? How can Nancy help me? How can I help myself? I created the Bye Bye Boring Bio Action Guide, and I'm going to give one away right now. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, this is the perfect tool for you. But I've also learned that not everybody likes to do it themselves. Some people want to do it together. So I teach a Bye Bye Boring Bio Action workshop, and you can come and be in a group. If you don't want to be in a group and you want it to be all about you and you want me to do it for you, I can help you with that too. And if you want to do what Bernice Dickey did, the bottom line is whether you want to go it alone, you want to do it in a group, you want me to focus completely on you, or you want to both prepare and share your story, the beauty is I'm your gal. I hope that you'll come and see me after the presentation because I've got everything that you could want to choose from to avail yourself so that you can have some of this for yourself. It is my job in life, it is my gift in the world to reflect back the brilliance that you have so that you can shine brighter in your light so that more of the right people will want to do business with you. This is what I'm here on the planet to do. I hope that this presentation has helped you to see some new ways that you can tell your story so the right people will listen. And I want to invite you to think about this that I got in a fortune cookie not too long ago. And the message in the fortune cookie said, every day is a day for each of us to be important. Let today be that day. Thank you.